Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Fear is an emotion that many people try to avoid. Paul Siegel from Purchase College, State University of New York, explains how exposure to fear may help minimize a person's apprehension.
While we tend to think of fear as a conscious emotion, many studies have shown that we can learn to fear something unconsciously, outside of our awareness. I have developed a method to test if fear can be similarly reduced. In very brief exposure, a continuous series of fear-relevant images is flashed on a computer screen very quickly, under conditions that prevent conscious recognition. Then the person gradually approaches his actual feared object. Experiments have shown that very brief exposure reduces avoidance of a live tarantula among people who fear spiders. The most recent study showed that very brief exposure reduced avoidance of the tarantula more than clearly visible exposure to the same spider images. That is, fear was reduced only when arachnophobics were unaware of exposure to their feared stimulus. This runs counter to conventional wisdom that a person must confront a feared object in order to reduce fear of it. Furthermore, this effect on phobic behavior lasted for 2 weeks. Counterintuitively, very briefly presented stimuli had a lasting effect on behavior. This may be of practical use. Fear-related problems are the most common psychological disorders. Yet most people with them avoid treatment because they know that they will have to confront what they fear. If very brief exposure is shown to be effective in clinical samples, it could be used as an initial treatment that reduces fear just enough to get people over the hump.
That was Paul Siegel from Purchase College, State University of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.